This is a fast-moving fire. The conditions are catastrophic. We would like families to look after neighbours or elderly people, and please, we need an ordered evacuation from Gracemere to Rockhampton, to the Rockhampton showgrounds.
That's Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk speaking this afternoon. The state's northeast is enduring unprecedented fire danger, with over 130 bushfires burning. The highest fire danger rating is catastrophic, and it's been applied for the first time ever in Queensland. And 8,000 people in the town of Gracemere have now been told to evacuate. Meanwhile, in New South Wales, one person is dead and two police officers have been injured after the worst November storm in three decades. A month's worth of rain fell on Sydney in just 2 hours. Professor Kevin Walsh is from the Australian Research Council's Centre of Excellence for Climate Extremes. Welcome to RN Drive.
Hello, Patricia.
Let's start with the bushfires in Queensland. How unusual are these conditions at this time of the year?
Oh, they're quite unusual because even though there's been more or less average rain in the areas that we're talking about, this situation where we have a sequence of days over 40 degrees is quite unusual for that part of Australia.
So why is it happening?
Well, again, the weather situation actually in the arrangement of the pressure patterns in the eastern part of Australia at this particular time is pretty unusual. So there's a low pressure system, and a series of them have been hanging around New South Wales, and that's been directing a flow around the low pressure system from the west in Queensland. And this westerly winds in Queensland is quite unusual in that part of the state, because usually the winds there are from the southeast.
Queensland's Emergency Services Minister Craig Crawford has warned that the conditions are similar to those experienced in the 1983 Ash Wednesday fires, when 75 people died in South Australia and Victoria. What conditions is he referring to? What does he mean by that?
Well, I guess what he means, I mean, obviously, him being an expert in fires would know more about it than I do from the perspective of fire damage. But from the meteorological perspective, I guess what he's talking about is a combination of very low humidity and very strong winds and high temperatures.
Temperatures in Queensland have been in the 40s for days now, with record temperatures recorded in several areas, including Cairns Airport, Cooktown in Cape York, and also Mackay Airport. How surprising is this lengthy heatwave?
Well, it's a little surprising because it is quite unusual to get those sort of lengthy heat waves in that part of Australia, particularly in the far northern tropics. Places like Cairns rarely get sequences of days over 40 degrees. So, yes, it's a pretty unusual occurrence.
Just moving to what we've seen in New South Wales, it's been experiencing torrential rain and what's been described as supercell storms. For those of us who are not experts like you, what's a supercell storm?
Well, a supercell storm is like an ordinary thunderstorm, except that it's tilted. And so the advantage of a storm being tilted is when the air goes up, it's not actually interfering with the air coming down as a result of the rain. And so the circulation and the continual influx of warm, moist air into the storm is maintained. And so supercell thunderstorms are more likely to be able to last longer and produce very heavy rainfall amount than everyday thunderstorms.
Sydney's recorded a month's worth of rain in a matter of hours. How significant is that?
Well, it's very significant. I've seen some reports that suggest that that sort of rainfall is a 1-in-100-year event, and certainly the types of rainfall amounts that we're talking about in the Sydney metropolitan area are extremely unusual.
When is the weather going to improve? What can we expect?
Well, according to the Bureau of Meteorology, there's after a pretty awful evening, it's going to be starting to gradually get better tomorrow as this major low-pressure system moves away from the coast near Sydney and goes into the Tasman.
Just on another issue more broadly, I suppose, when people look at these weather events, they try to kind of, they want answers on why we're seeing these weather events. A UN report released today says that Australia is among a number of G20 countries who are not on track to meet their unconditional Paris carbon emissions reduction targets by 2030. What does that mean to you and others in your field?
Well, the implication for that in our field is that there have been a number of studies which have shown that various meteorological events or variables are already being affected by climate change. Like, for instance, some of the major tropical cyclones that have occurred recently in North America. What people have done is they've used numerical simulation and analysis to determine how much more likely a certain rainfall event has been as a result of the climate change that has occurred to date. And there's been some influence of that. So the basic situation from a meteorological perspective is whether climate change has already made certain weather events like the Sydney storm more probable than they would have been otherwise. Admittedly, that study hasn't been done yet.
Okay, so we don't actually know. We can't be sure there. So it's kind of, you always have to be cautious, don't you, about drawing conclusions?
That's right. But certainly for things like extreme temperature, there's been numerous studies which have shown that climate change has already had an effect on the probability of extreme temperatures in numerous locations worldwide.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're quite welcome.
Professor Kevin Walsh is from the University of Melbourne's School of Earth Sciences and the ARC Centre of Excellence for Climate Extremes.